对，对，那个我们刚才那个博炳开头唱了一首诗歌，对，我就讲这一句话的。
At the breaking of the bread, we sang a song.
他说他有一句话，他说你的笑容是我欢喜。
It says here, thy gracious smile is my reward.
这个主的笑容是我的欢喜。
Our Lord's smile is our reward.
啊，我这几天也是想着主的笑容。
I've been thinking about our Lord's smile these few days.
啊，跟我今天想要交通的有关系。
It's related to what I'm going to share today.
那我今天想要交通的是一个很简单的操练。
I'm sharing with you today a very easy exercise.
那我称它叫做仰望主。
To look upon the Lord.
啊，我很喜欢这个中文讲到，我不知道英文是仰望主。
I like this, the way the Chinese put it, to look upon the Lord.
Yeah, 就好像你的脸
to look up.
仰看着主。
To look up at the Lord.
然后注视在他的身上。
To focus on him.
对，我们先读几处的圣经。
We'll read a few Bible verses.
请先翻到约翰福音第三章十三节。
First turn to John chapter 3 verse 13.
约翰福音十三章第三章十三十四节。
John 3:13-14.
除了从天降下仍旧在天的人子，没有人升过天。摩西在旷野怎样举蛇，人子也必照样被举起来，叫一切信他的都得永生。
13-15, and no man hath ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man which is in heaven. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believed in him should not perish but have eternal life.
我们主从天上降下来。
Our Lord has came down from heaven.
然后有一次这个摩西在旷野举蛇。
And at one time, Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness.
这边举蛇就表示我们的主耶稣在十字架上被举起来。
It meant here that when the serpent was raised, lifted up in the wilderness, it's saying that our Lord Jesus is lifted up and on the cross.
当我们接受这位被举起来耶稣的时候，我们就得到永生。
When we receive the Lord Jesus who has been lifted up, we receive eternal life.
然后这个的出处是在民数记二十一章。
This came from Numbers chapter 21.
民数记二十一章第四节。
Chapter 21 verse 4。
民数记二十一章第四节。
Chapter 21, verse 4.
我先念哈，第四节开始念哈。他们从何尔山起行，往红海那条路走，要绕过以东地。百姓因这路难行，心中甚是烦躁，就怨毒神和摩西说，你们为什么把我们从埃及领出来，使我们死在旷野里呢？这里没有粮，没有水，我们的心厌恶这淡薄的食物。于是耶和华使火蛇进入百姓中间，蛇就咬他们，以色列人中死了许多。到第六。
Verses 4 through 6, and they journeyed from Mount Hor by the way of the Red Sea to compass the land of Edom, and the soul of the people was much discouraged because of the way. And the people spake against God and against Moses, wherefore have ye brought us up out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? For there is no bread, neither is there any water, and also loathe this light bread. And the Lord sent fiery serpents among the people, and they bit the people, and much people of Israel died.
然后摩西就为那个以色列人祷告。
So Moses prayed for the Israelites.
然后第八节。
And verse 8.
耶和华对摩西说，你制造一条火蛇挂在杆子上，凡被咬的一望这蛇就必得活。摩西便制造一条铜蛇挂在杆子上，凡被蛇咬的一望这铜蛇就活了。
Verse 8 and 9, and the Lord said unto Moses, make thee a fiery serpent, and set it upon a pole, and it shall come to pass, that everyone that is bitten, when he look upon it, it shall live. And Moses made a serpent of brass, and put it upon a pole, and it came to pass, that if a serpent had bitten of any man, when he beheld a serpent of brass, he lived.
所以这个就是刚刚讲到摩西举起一条铜蛇的出处。
So this is where it first mentioned Moses lifted up a serpent of brass.
然后我们再读一处诗篇四十二篇。
Psalm 42。
诗篇四十二篇第五节。
Psalm 42 verse 5。
诗篇四十二篇第五节。
Psalm 42 verse 5。
我的心哪、啊，你为何忧闷？为何在我里面烦躁？应当仰望神，因他笑脸帮助我，我还要称赞他。
Why art thou cast down, O my soul, and why art thou disquieted in me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance.
对，他这边那个，我早上想要查一下原文，但是来不及。那个，这边 countenance 在中文翻译是翻成笑脸。
Countenance in Chinese is translated to a smiling face.
但不管怎么样好，我觉得这一个翻译，这个 smile 帮助了许多的圣徒。
Anyways, I feel that this smile have helped many saints.
然后第十一节。
And verse 11.
我的心啊，你为何忧闷？为何在我里面烦躁？应当仰望神，因我还要称赞他，他是我脸上的光荣，是我的神。
Verse 11, Why art thou cast down, O my soul, and why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him, who is the health of my countenance and my God.
所以这边讲到这个作诗的人哈。
It speaks of this person who wrote the psalm.
他就问自己说，你的心啊，我的心啊，为什么在那里忧闷啊，烦躁？
He asked himself, why art thou cast down, O my soul?
那我应当仰望神。
That I should have hope in God.
然后当我仰望神的时候，主的脸就帮助，笑脸就帮助我。
When I hope in God, His countenance will help me.
好，在一两个月之前
A couple months ago.
我们有一同读到那个启示录的第四章跟第五章。
We have read together the chapter 4 and 5 of Revelation.
当我们读启示录四五章的时候，我们看见被带到那个天上的宝座。
When we read chapter 4 and 5 of Revelation, we see that we are brought up to the throne in heaven.
我们看到神坐在宝座上面。
That God sat upon the throne.
那我们看到羔羊也在那里。
We see the Lamb there.
所以当我们读的时候，我们觉得我们这个人好像也略略好像也被带到宝座前。
When we read these chapters, we feel like we have been brought up to before the throne.
所以那个约翰，那个老约翰有一个天上的宝座的意象。
So John has this revelation, has this vision of the throne in heaven.
所以我们就试着去去揣摩一下那个带到天上那个宝座前是什么光景。
We try to imagine what it is like, you know, the condition to be brought before the throne.
所以当我们当读了一会儿之后呢
？After reading for a while.
那我就想到一段圣经。
I thought about a verse in the Bible.
那个以弗所书里面有一段话是这样说。
In Ephesians, it says this way.
他说主已经复活了，坐在天上。
That the Lord Jesus has already resurrected and is seated in the heavens.
我们也与他同坐在天上。
And we are to seated in the heavens with him.
然后当我把这个经文这个想到之后，讲出来以后。
When I thought about this verse and I say it out,
那个当我相信每个弟兄姊妹心里都很想同意。
I believe brothers and sisters wants to agree. We want to agree.
但是我们说我们坐与主同坐在天上吗？
But do we really are we really seated in the heavens with the Lord?
然后那我们包含我自己在内，我心里都有点不太能够说我们有这个情况。
Including myself, it's hard for me to say that you know we are in this condition.
我记得在那个西岸聚会里面，陈锡珍弟兄有一个很有意思的比方。
I remember Brother Christian Chan in WCCC, he had a really interesting example.
他说、啊、我们是属天的国民，对不对？
We belong to the heaven. We have that citizenship.
然后我们在主里面可以 胜过我们很多的软弱跟罪。
In the Lord, we can overcome a lot of our weakness and our sins.
他说这个秘诀在哪里？
But what is the
secret? 然后他就举了一个比方。
He gave an example.
他说在那个二次大战的时候，那个飞机都很老旧。
Second World War, the planes are all very old.
然后那个飞机上有很多老鼠。
There are a lot of there are mice in the aircraft.
然后那个你让老鼠在那边的话，对，那个它可能会把那个什么飞机的管线咬坏，那就不太好。
They might just bite the electric wiring and stuff.
如果有老鼠没关系，但是它会咬坏管线，那就不太好。
It's okay to have the mice, but if they were to bite into those things, it's not very good.
那个老鼠很难抓啊，那个老鼠很难抓。
It's not easy to catch them.
所以他们就想到一个很好的方法。
So they thought about a really good way, a method.
所以他们把这个飞机飞得很高，越高越升得很高。
So they raised it and they flew really high.
升得越高的时候，到了那个很高的地方，那个老鼠就开始缺氧。
The high altitude, the mice they lack oxygen.
它就自然就死了。
And they died naturally.
像这是除灭老鼠的一个好方法。
And it's a way to get rid of the mice.
对，我们地方讲了这个比方，他其实讲了不止一次。
He didn't mention only one time.
所以这一次我听完之后，我就在想。
After listening to it this time, I was thinking about it.
这个比方是非常好啊，也很有盼望。
This example is full of hope.
然后我们这个基督徒好像飞到天上的话，那个你身上捆绑那些罪啊，自然就脱落。
If we live in the heavenlies, then all our bondages, all our sin will naturally just go away and dropped.
不过这一次我就问我自己。
But this time I asked myself.
那我们应该怎么样飞上去？
How are we able to fly up there?
至少我的问题。
At least for me, my problem is.
常常是飞不上去的。
It's hard for me to even get up there.
所以老鼠都还活得很好。
So the mice will live.
所以今天我觉得我有一个感觉。
Today I have this chance.
也是我这一段时间的试着去操练的一件事情。
This period of time I've been trying to exercise this.
我觉得我们从心里面仰望主哈，可以是一个开头的操练，一个starting point， 是开始。
To look upon the Lord from our heart as a starting point.
让我们能够被带到那个主的面前。
That we can brought before the Lord.
然后略略被带到那个天上。
That we can be brought up to the heavenlies.
然后他能够拯救我们。
And he can save us.
我这次当我在想这个仰望主的时候，我突然想到这个我初中的事情。
I was thinking of this to look at to Jesus, to look upon him. I thought about something that happened in my middle school.
对，我觉得我可能开始变老。
I start to grow older.
想事情的时候，常常想到十几、二十年前。
I'm thinking about things that happened two decades ago.
我在14岁初中的时候。
When I was 14.
我们考高中要写作文的。
To go to high school, the exam requires an essay.
对，所以我们平常要练习作文。
So we have to practice to write an essay.
然后有一次老师出了一个题目叫做笑。
Our teacher gave us a topic, smile.
然后我就有一个那次不知道怎么搞，有一个非常好的发挥。
It was weird that I did pretty good.
我细节我不记得，但是我大概知道我是大概是这个意思。
Can't remember the details, but I kind of remember what I wrote.
我再这样写，我说，当你只要这个心情不好的时候呢，你笑呢，心情就好起来了。
When you're feeling down, if you smile, you start to feel better.
然后当你跟什么人关系不太好，你笑的时候，这个问题就解决了。
If your relationship is sour between you and another person, once you smile, it seems like you know it gets better.
对，如果你考试考不好的时候，你笑呢，就让你重新又起来了。
If you didn't do well in an exam, but once you smile, you seem to be able to get up again.
对，然后我这篇文章呢，就变老师就变成一个模范文章贴在后面。
This essay becomes a model essay. It's being posted at the back of our class.
对，然后我一个同班一个最好的朋友，他说：“哎呀，你的文章被贴起来，我去看一看。”
My best friend in the same class said, "Oh, your essay has been posted. Let me go read it."
对，他看了之后，然后对他看了之后
，After reading it,
对，然后 我就看他有点摇摇头。
He shook his head.
我说你觉得怎么样啊？
I said, what do you think about it?
他说写的不错，但是好像不太真实。
He said it's pretty good, but it's kind of unreal.
其实我心里很同意。
I agree with it in my heart.
对对，我是用一些想象呢，把这个笑的功能呢，把它放大。
I was using my imagination and magnifying the uses of smile.
OK, 我刚刚讲的这些可能会偶尔会有一点点功效。
What I said earlier, sometimes it might have some result.
但是其实它不是真正的能够让我们恢复过来的一个方法。
But it's not a method that can let us recover.
但是呢，为什么我刚刚举这个例子呢？
So why do I say this example?
因为我发现，至少从我的经历里面，
I realize at least from my experience,
仰望主有这样的功效。
To look upon the Lord has this result.
我先从刚刚那个同时的讲。
I'll say from the serpent of brass.
这个我们相信主哈，就等于是我们仰望的那个同时。
When we believe in the Lord, it's as if we have looked upon that serpent of brass.
啊，以前我有点不太懂为什么要把主耶稣跟蛇摆在一起。
In the past, I do not understand why compare Jesus to the serpent.
啊，因为蛇是撒旦。
Because the serpent speaks of Satan.
那后来我比较明白了。
I gradually start to understand.
这个铜蛇虽然把这个我们铜蛇比成我们的主，是因为他为我们承受了罪。
To compare the serpent of brass to the Lord Jesus is because our Lord has bore all our sins.
对他承受了罪，就好像蛇一样，但是他不会伤害人。
When he bore all sins, he's like the serpent, but he does not harm us.
好，不管如何啊。你看到那个以色列人，他们仰望铜蛇。
When the Israelites look upon the serpent of brass,
他们本来是这个蛇咬的这个伤口可以让他们死掉。
When they were bitten by the fiery snakes, they could die from the hurt.
但只要他们愿意出来，然后去仰望铜蛇，他们那个受伤马上就好。
But as long as they're willing to come out and look upon the serpent of brass, they will be healed.
所以我们其实也是这样。
We are same.
当我们信主仰望我们的主的时候，
When we believe in our Lord and we look upon our Lord,
其实我们身上的罪担就脱落。
The burden of our sin is cast away.
然后我们身上就轻省了。
We are lightened. Our load is lightened.
那我们本来身上是有罪的锁链，很多的重担，现在也脱落。
Before, we have those chains of sins, and now it's lightened. Dropped, cast away.
所以我不晓得弟兄姊妹有没有这种感觉。
Do you have this feeling?
对，我记得我刚信主之后。
After I accepted the Lord Jesus.
就是信主的那天。
The very day.
我感觉身上心中有一个大石头好像放下来。
It's like the big stone, heavy stone in my heart has been let go.
对，我觉得我人生好像有一个很有一个不同，就是里面有一个本来有个重担，现在好像放下来。
There's this difference in my life that this burden, this heavy burden, has been laid down.
所以当我们信主的时候，你会发现我们身上有很多很大变化，也许你没有立刻感觉到。
When we accepted the Lord Jesus, there is a lot of changes. There's a big change, but maybe you only felt it very, you can't really feel it all at the same time.
Yeah, 其实我们这个人是一个病入膏肓、已经没有救的人。
We are very sick and we have no help.
啊，但是当我们一仰望同时，我们这个人就得着医治。
But when we look upon the serpent of brass, we are healed.
其实就算是信主之后
，Even after we come to Christ，
我们发现，当我们仰望主的时候，他也带进奇妙的果效。
When we look upon the Lord, he brought in this amazing result effect.
对，但有时候有的人觉得我脾气很好。
Some people think I'm of a good temper.
但这个仰望主有一个很大部分就是在发脾气的时候仰望主。
Many times when I look upon the Lord is when I almost lose my temper.
所以当这个快发脾气的时候，你赶快心中仰望。
You know, when you almost lose your temper, look upon the Lord.
你会发现你快爆炸的人呢，可以马上的烟消云散。
You'll find that even when you're almost bursting, it will just be resolved.
有的时候我们不喜乐。
Sometimes we are sad.
所以是因为没有仰望主。
Because we didn't look upon the Lord.
因为当我们仰望主的时候，我们的主是喜乐的神。
When we look upon our Lord is the Lord of joy.
他能够叫我们里面的烦躁跟忧愁呢，能够过去。
He will cast away all that frustration and sadness.
那个，所以我们仰望主，让主的笑脸拯救我们。
So we look upon the Lord and let His countenance save us.
我以前提过。
I've mentioned this before.
就是说，有一个我们蛮熟的姊妹，她因为癌症过世。
A sister that we dear to us, she died of cancer.
所以她的那个安息聚会的那个封面，有一个 program sheet 的封面。
On the cover of her memorial program.
所以我昨天特别再去看了一下。
I looked at it yesterday.
对，他说，他既以笑脸帮助我。就是我们的主用。
He has used his countenance to help me.
啊，那我就以笑脸迎向他。
I will meet him with my smile.
呀，所以当我们在人生当中的时候，你会发现主的笑脸在帮助我。
In our life, we see that God's countenance have helped us.
如果当我们常常在人生当中常见到主的笑脸，让他帮助我的话
，If in our lives, if we see His countenance often and let His countenance help us,
当我们要见主的时候呢，我们就一定以笑脸迎向他。
Then when we are to meet our Lord, surely we will meet Him with our smile.
当这个，当刚刚念到诗篇四十二篇哈
，When we read Psalm 42,
他讲到说主的笑脸帮助我。
He says there, the Lord's countenance helped me.
然后最后面他说，他是我脸上的光荣。其实那个原文的意思是，他的脸呢，拯救我。
It says that His countenance saved me.
所以当我们看见主的笑脸的时候，他能够我们受帮助，我们受拯救。
When we see His countenance, we are helped and we are saved.
其实有的时候啊，我们的确觉得。
Many times we feel.
就算是我们。仰望主，看见主的怒脸，对不对
？That even at times we see his angry face.
Yeah. 那其实他的怒脸也仍然帮助我。
Even though it's an angry face, yet it helps us.
只要我们仰望他。
As long as we look upon him.
我记得我想弟兄姊妹，我们在生活当中会经历很多的情况。
I believe, brothers and sisters, we go through many different circumstances in our lives.
然后请记得，在这些情况当中，我们要仰望主。
Please remember that in all these circumstances that we come to look upon our Lord.
以前我有 roommate 的时候。
When I used to have a roommate.
所以当我们人住在一个房间里面。
When we all live in the same place.
然后就发现你需要。有不少的学习。
You have a lot to learn.
对，因为你们这个生活太接近了，然后很多的事情可能会冲突到。
You live very closely together, so you might have a lot of conflict.
对，所以当有一些不满意的地方，或者有一些生活习惯，你觉得不喜欢的地方。那都学习仰望主。
But at times you're not satisfied with certain things. You know, the way you live is very different. These are the times that you need to come to look upon the Lord.
对，其实以前我觉得是别人生活习惯不好，后来发现是我的生活习惯最不好。
In the past, I feel that others they're living living habits are not very good. But in the end, I realize it's my own.
然后当我们这个结婚以后。
After we were married,
你要就要再深一层。
Then you go deeper.
然后你会发现你更需要仰望主。
Then all the more you need to look upon the Lord.
对，当这个夫妻在相处的时候呢
？When husband and wife are together，
你太多的事情可以让我们在当中有抵触。
Many times there are a lot of things that will cause some conflicts。
如果你可以一时间，你可以稍微压制一下自己。
It's possible that you can suppress it for a while.
但是当你发生很多次各样的事情累积在一起的时候，你有一天可能就会爆发出来。
But if there are a lot of things happening, one day you're gonna just burst.
这个时候啊，你真的很需要仰望主。
This time you really need to look upon the Lord.
对，我发现我的婚姻当中给我那个另外一半有一个印象。
My marriage. I realize there's impression.
It's 就是我的对有一个很对 impression 对就是我的臭脸
My nasty face. It's an impression for myself.
所以我现在的这个努力的目标
my pursuit, my goal
让这个臭脸发生的机会越来越少
that is nasty face of it happen less and less often
对特别是有时候礼拜四的时候因为第二天要查经嘛
especially on Thursday because the next day we have Bible study
或是说某个礼拜天要交通的话那整个礼拜都很容易
Or like on Sunday when I sharing the message that whole week before, it's really hard.
对，当人心中有压力的时候，一点点刺激呢，你就可能受不了。
When you have pressure, you just need a little bit of irritation, and then you burst.
所以，当我们有小孩的时候，你要更上一层楼。
When you have kids, it goes even further.
对，很多时候这个小孩子不懂事。
A lot of times some kids they don't understand about things.
对，有的时候我们下班回家的时候已经很累了，对不对？
After work we often very tired.
然后小孩子就一看见爸爸就回来了，就非常高兴。
But the kids see their dad, they're very happy.
我们现在去公园，然后骑脚踏车。
Let's go to the park to ride the bike.
然后还不会骑，我还要这样子拖。
They don't know how to ride a bike, so I still have to hold on to them.
对，如果我不仰望主的话，很多时候小孩就看到我的臭脸。
If I don't look upon the Lord, then the kids see my really bad face.
但是我真的觉得很稀奇。
I'm really amazed, though.
每次当有这些情况来的时候呢
，When these things come,
如果我心中赶紧仰望主
，If in my heart I quickly come before and look upon the Lord,
然后我就不觉得压力。
Then I don't feel the pressure.
然后里面。就也很欢喜的能够带着人呢一同带着小朋友们一同出去
and I also feel joy inside me and I'll bring the kids along
所以弟兄姊妹我刚刚只是举一些生活的例子
Right, this is I want to list some examples in my life
然后弟兄们不是也强调我们要祷告对不对
Brothers also emphasize that we need to pray
我还记得那个常年弟兄也提到说要两分钟，你们还记得吗
？Brian Chan also mentioned two minutes of prayer. Do you remember?
对，所以两分钟我们就在主面前安静。
We just quiet our hearts before the Lord for 2 minutes.
哎，他讲的那一天真的有弟兄姊妹当天就是。
The day when he shared, brothers and sisters, there were some that actually tried.
然后有人就跟我反映。
They have feedback.
他说他在那边两分钟不知道在干什么。
They don't know what they're doing during those 2 minutes.
对，我今天，但我们弟兄是希望我们在安静两分钟的时候，在那里跟主祷告。
My brother hope that in these 2 minutes that you quiet down to pray to the Lord.
我今天加一点点。
I'll add a little bit to it.
所以当你在两分钟的时候，在那里跟主祷告。
When you're praying to the Lord in those 2 minutes.
你心中想着我现在在仰望主。
And your heart, just think, you're looking upon the Lord.
对，我们好像来到主的面前。
It's like you're coming before the presence of the Lord.
我们试着能够看见他。
Try to see him in your heart.
所以我想弟兄姊妹，我们这一点，就是我鼓励弟兄姊妹，我们在各样的事情的时候呢，我们学习心中仰望主。
I encourage you that in all matters, come and look upon the Lord in your heart.
然后 对不起，我又想到一个十几年前的事情。
Sorry, I thought about something that happened a decade ago.
在我结婚的那一年。
The year that I married.
然后我们要回美国。
We are returning to the States.
然后我们安排了经过日本转机，要停在夏威夷度蜜月。
We arranged that we would transit in Japan and then also in Hawaii to have a honeymoon.
这是一个我失败的见证。
It's a failed testimony.
所以当我们在日本等候转机的时候
when we transit in Japan
对那个慧婷就拿着我们的机票去那个 duty free 就是那个免税商店去那边看一下
Jackie took that, our air ticket to go to look in the duty free shop
因为你如果要买的话 要有机票做证明
because if you want to buy something out of a duty free shop you have to have that air ticket
所以她回来之后过了一会儿
after she returned
我们就找不到机票。
We couldn't find a ticket.
哇，我们这个很急啊！这个找来找去，机票完全不见了。
We
两个人机票都不见了。
Both our tickets are gone.
对，我们就等着要去夏威夷嘛。
We're waiting to go to Hawaii.
然后，这时候我有点失败。
I failed.
对，我就心中就很不高兴，说你不要去逛就好。
I was really mad. I said, you know, you don't have to go shopping.
那个我不逛的话就不会搞丢。
If you didn't shop, then the tickets won't be lost.
但是我们是信主的人，对不对
？But we are Christians.
我们要祷告。
We have to pray.
所以不过是那不是慧婷说要祷告。
It was Jackie that said, you know, we need to pray.
所以我们就试着在一起祷告。
So we tried to pray together.
然后慧婷祷告。
So Jackie prayed.
然后但是我祷告不出来。
But I couldn't pray.
没有办法，因为心中有这个里面有东西的。
There's something inside me. I was too, I just can't pray.
然后我们就到了那个机票那个 gate 的那个柜台。
So we were at the ticket gate, the gate.
然后跟他讲说，我们把我们的那个印出来的那个资讯资料给他。
So at the counter, so we gave them the printed information.
对，然后我说我们应该可以坐上这次班机，我们只是机票搞错。
We suppose we can sit and we can take the flight, but we lost our ticket.
对，那个小姐就她说查不到哎，她不知道是怎么搞的，她查不清楚。
The person said, you know, we couldn't find your information.
所以搞了老半天，后来有一个男士出来。
So another person came, a staff came.
他正要下班。
He was about to get off work.
他的权力好像比较大。
He probably bear more responsibility.
对，所以他已经正要走。
He was about to leave.
所以我们就跟他讲了这个情况。
So we told him our circumstance.
所以他就帮我们把这个事情把它弄好。
So he resolved this issue.
他就是找不到我们的情况，所以他只好把我们摆到那个头等舱去。
He couldn't find our information, so he put us in the first class cabin.
所以我这个事情一解决以后
，So after this was resolved,
我就非常的后悔。
I regret it.
我说那个时候呢，早知道我就好好祷告。
If only I know, I would have prayed.
我试着要仰望主。
I tried to look upon the Lord.
但是觉得好像脱不开。
But I just couldn't release myself.
祷告不出来。
I couldn't open my mouth.
所以这个是跟下一点有关系。
So it has to do with the next point.
就是说我们仰望主的时候呢，要单单看主，不要看别的。
When we look upon the Lord, we have to look only on Him and on nothing else.
在那个希伯来书十二章。
In Hebrews chapter 12.
希伯来书十二章第一节跟第二节。
Verses 1 and 2。
我们既有这许多的见证人，如同云彩围着我们，就当放下各样的重担，脱去容易缠累我们的罪，存心忍耐，奔那摆在我们前头的路程，仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣。他因那摆在前面的喜乐，就轻看羞辱，忍受了十字架的苦难，便坐在神宝座的右边。
Wherefore, seeing we also are encompassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of all faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God.
所以我们这个属灵的道路呢，好像一个赛跑。
So spiritual way is like a race.
但是呢，在这个过程当中，你会发现有很多的重担或是这个拦阻我们。
But in the process, there's a lot of weight and holding us.
所以这边他是鼓励我们。
But here it encourages us.
他要仰望那位耶稣。
That we are to look unto Jesus.
这个仰望这个字，这个地方特。很特别。
Looking unto Jesus is very special here.
啊，这个字不仅仅只是看而已。
It's not only look.
他告诉我们说，你要不看其他的东西，然后只看那个东西。
Looking on nothing else, but just look on Jesus.
所以这件事情告诉我们说，我们在仰望主的事情上面，我有个学习，要不看环境。
That in this matter of looking upon the Lord, it's to learn to not look at other things.
对，很多时候是不看环境，不看自己，不看周遭的这些重担，单单的看主。
That we do look on ourselves or the weight or the circumstances, but just solely on the Lord.
有时候我们觉得非常稀奇。
We are amazed.
那个我们的主呢，是天上荣耀的主神。
That our Lord is the glorious one in heaven.
然后他来到这个地上呢，受了许多的羞辱。
He came down to this earth and suffered much shame.
那个人不了解他。
And people do not know him.
轻看他。
They despise him.
然后吐口水在他身上。
And they spit on him.
然后鞭打他。
And they whipped him.
Yeah. 然后赤身露体挂在十字架上。
That he was naked on the cross.
这些都是羞辱。
And these are all shame.
弟兄姊妹，你们有没有被别人轻看的情况？
Have you experienced you have been despised by another person or anyone?
就是说，人家把你看得低一点点，或者说有点看不起你。
That people despise you, they look down upon you.
你感觉是怎么样呢？
How do you feel?
你要知道，主耶稣在这边他说他轻看羞辱。
Here it says our Lord despised the shame.
这个轻看的意思就是说，他根本不把羞辱放在眼里面。
He doesn't even care about shame.
所以他就算有点看，但是那个羞辱根本进不到他眼里面。
Even though he sees the shame, but it doesn't affect him.
对，有的时候我们被人看不起的时候，我们就心中真的受不了。
When people despise us, we just couldn't help within us.
但主耶稣他根本连这个。轻看影响一点都影响不了。
But the Lord Jesus, he wasn't affected by this shame. When people despise him.
为什么可以他可以这样子呢？
Why is it so?
他因为他看到前面的喜乐。
Because he see the joy that is set before him.
对，他看到那个结局的那个喜乐的结局。
He see the joyful end.
他只看到那个。
He only sees that.
那个羞辱他看不进来。
He doesn't see the shame.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们在仰望主的时候，你会发现我们要学习这个。
So when we look upon the Lord, we need to learn this.
很多时候，这个事情发生的时候呢，我们单单看主。
Many times when things happen, let us look only on the Lord.
在那个有一次有一件事情。
There is one thing that happened.
在马太福音十四章。
In Matthew chapter 14.
二十二节。
Verses 22.
太好，我可能先对不起，先就不念英文了。
We only read in Chinese.
对，然后十四章的二十二节到三十三节。
Chapter 14, verses 22 to 33.
对，我很快念一下。
Read really fast.
耶稣随即催门徒上船，先渡到那边去。等他叫众人散开，散了众人之后，他就独自上山去祷告。到了晚上，只有他一人在那里。那时船在海中，因风不顺，被浪摇撼。夜里四更天，耶稣在海面上走，往门徒那里去。门徒看见他在海面上走，就惊慌了，说是个鬼怪，便害怕，喊叫起来。 耶稣连忙对他们说，你们放心，是我，不要怕。彼得说，主，如果是你，请叫我从水面上走到你那里去。耶稣说，你来吧。彼得就从船上下去，在水面上走，要到耶稣那里去。只因见风甚大，就害怕，将要沉下去，便喊着说，主啊，救我。耶稣赶紧伸手拉住他说，你这小信的人啊，为什么疑惑呢？他们上了船，风就住了。在船上的人都拜他说，你真是神的儿子了。 OK，有一次主耶稣在那个五饼二鱼之后，
It was after two fish and five loaves.
然后主耶稣就叫说，你们那个门徒，你们先上船，先走。
He constrained his disciples to go get into the ship.
然后主耶稣就一个人到山上去祷告。
And he prayed in the mountain.
然后在那个时候，那个风浪非常的大。
The wind was boisterous.
所以那些门徒们那个 rolling 那个摇橹甚苦，就是他们那个很辛苦。
When they were rolling the oar, it was really tough.
对，所以他那个风这个变来变去，他们这个船很难往前。
It was really hard for the ship to go ahead because of the wind.
经过了很多个钟头，很多个小时之后。
Hours later.
那也许是凌晨三点到六点左右的时候。
Maybe between three and six in the morning.
然后主耶稣就行到海上，要往他们那个船过去。
The Lord Jesus walked on the sea to walk to them.
那个彼得看了很高兴，他知道是主的时候很高兴。
When Peter knew that it was the Lord, he was very happy.
他也很想说，哇，我也来一下。
So he said, maybe I'll try that too.
对，所以他说，主啊，我可以吗？我可以也试试看。
He asked the Lord if he can go forward.
所以主说，你来吧。
So the Lord bid him to come.
所以当这个彼得还走了一下。
Peter walked for a little bit.
但是他看见那个风浪太大的时候，他就害怕。
When the waves are really wild, he was afraid.
他一害怕的时候，他就开始要沉下去。
So when he was afraid, he began to sink.
那主就给这件事情有一个 comment.
So the Lord commented on this matter.
他说你是小信，为什么要疑惑呢？
That he was of little faith. Why did he doubt?
所以，这件主耶稣的神迹行走在海面上。
This miracle of walking on the sea.
有的时候我们在圣经里面哈，当我们讲到海的时候。
Many times in the Bible when we speak of the sea.
有时候我们是讲到人生的道路。
We speak about the life path, the way.
就是说，当我们到了另外岸的那一端的时候，就是见主的时候。
When we reach the other side, we meet the Lord.
那我们人生的道路呢，好像是行走在海上，那有许多的风浪，但是当我们到了彼岸之后，我们就见到主。
That our life is like walking on the sea, and once we get through to the other side, we meet our Lord.
那另外一个方面，我们看见海也是有很多的这个邪灵。
We also see that the sea is filled with some evil spirits.
所以有些的风浪发生的时候呢，跟这个仇敌的攻击是有关系。
Some waves occurred, and has to do with the attack from the enemy.
所以我们在这个人生的道路上走的时候
，as we walk out on this way,
有的时候真的是不顺。
Many times it's not an even road.
就好像那个他这边感觉就像。你每次把这个船啊调整一个对的方向，那个风照着风调对的时候
，Every time you adjust the sea with the wind，
然后接下来那个风又变了，你又不行了，那个方向又不对。
Then the wind change again. You have to change the direction.
所以这个就是门徒在当时的这个光景。
So it's the condition of the disciples at that time.
所以弟兄姊妹，你会看见彼得主借着彼得这件事情呢，给我们一个很好的一个启发。
So the Lord Jesus through the Peter's example give us an inspiration.
有些时候，如果我们只看风浪的话
many times when we only see the waves.
或是你略略看一下风浪的话
if you just look at the waves just for a little bit.
你心中惧怕，你没有把握。
And you will be afraid in your heart.
你心中开始疑惑。
And you have doubt.
这个时候呢，有可能你就要沉下去。
And at this time, maybe you sink.
这个沉下去是什么意思呢
？What does it mean to sink？
也就是说，我这个人呢，可能就开始就不喜乐了。
Then I stop being joyful.
然后我心中就开始忧愁。
I begin to be sad.
然后我开始可能就开始抱怨。
I start to mumble.
然后虽然我是个基督徒。
Even though I'm a Christian.
但是我好像像已经在沉下去的一个光景。
It's like I'm in this condition where I'm sinking.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们必须要仰望主。的时候呢，学习不看我们的环境。
When we look upon the Lord, we have to learn to not look at our circumstance.
那个主耶稣有一次在有一次他说他在好多城里面行了很多神迹。
He did many miracles in a lot of cities.
但是那个好多那个城里面包含那个彼得的家乡。
Included the hometown of Peter.
那主耶稣花了很多的心力。在那里传讲天国的道理，也行了很多的异能奇事。
So Jesus spent a lot of time there, and effort, and did a lot of miracles.
然后这些城都不要主。
But these cities, they do not want him.
主的那个行的那个程度哈，可以叫很刚硬的，可以叫很刚硬的批人呢，能够信主，但是这批人他们就是不要主。
At a degree where the Lord is doing miracles, he could have many who had a hardened heart to come to him, but this particular group didn't want to come to him.
然后圣经记载说，主这时候就跟父神祷告。
So the Lord Jesus prayed to the Father.
然后他说他突然就欢乐起来。
He rejoiced.
他说：“父啊，你的美意本是如此。”
Said, Father, this is thy will.
对，如果我们看到这么多的抵挡，这么花了这么多心血都没有果效的时候，我们一定很沮丧。
When we see so much obstruction and and we will feel very disheartened.
但是我们有个很美好的这个图画，我们主突然就欢乐起来。
But we have a beautiful picture here. Our Lord rejoiced.
因为他在那里仰望我们的父。
Because he was looking upon the Father.
然后他就不受这些环境的影响。
So he was not affected by these circumstances.
然后在那个西安聚会有一个当中一个主题。
In the WCCC conference, there was this subtopic.
就是讲到基督是我们荣耀的盼望。
That Jesus Christ is the hope of glory.
很多时候我们如果看环境没有盼望
When we see the circumstances, we have no hope.
然后我们看自己也不太有盼望
When we look at ourselves, we have no hope.
所以我们必须所以当我们弟兄在讲这个主题的时候
When our brother is speaking of this topic,
我心中突然有一个很深的感觉
I have this sense in me, deep in my heart.
如果我不仰望主的话我根本没有办法有盼望
If I do not look upon the Lord, I would have no hope.
然后我们的弟兄就讲到他的例子
Our brothers spoke of his example.
他其实早年的时候，好像在我也听过相同的事情。
In his early days, I have heard of this before.
他说那个时候他年轻的时候二十出头。
When he was in his twenties.
然后教会里面有一个很大的分裂。
There was great division in the church.
然后他以前形容那时候的情况。
He described in the past. He has described the situation before.
然后弟兄们都其实都是爱主的基督徒。
The brothers they love the Lord.
然后因为一些事情就开始要分开。
But because of some things they're going to divide, separate.
但是他们还在一起聚会。
But they're still gathering together.
所以他就形容说那个时候大家在一起擘饼聚会。
They say when they come to break the bread together.
然后这一批弟兄姊妹就用祷告攻击那批人的弟兄姊妹。
The brothers will pray and attack the other side.
然后另外一边就用祷告就反击回来。
And the other side, the brothers and sisters would pray and fight back.
所以我有时候很难想象这个神的儿女这样的一个情况。
It's hard for me to imagine sometimes this is the condition of the children of God.
但是我们弟兄形容他那个时候不受这个影响。
But our brother was describing that he wasn't affected by this.
他心中仰望主。
He was looking upon the Lord.
然后他就在那个时候呢，把自己完全归给主，就全时间就侍奉主。
At that time, he gave himself to the Lord, and he came out to serve the Lord full time.
对，我是觉得很稀奇。
I'm very amazed.
如果在这种情况，如果是我好了。
Even if it's under such circumstances for me.
然后我又不仰望主。
If I don't look upon the Lord.
然后我看说，哇，过去这个弟兄， 讲道讲这么好，结果今天竟然是这样。
You know, in the past, this brother gave good messages, and now today he's like this.
然后怎么，所以也许我就沮丧。
And maybe I'll be disheartened.
然后也许我就就开始放弃了。
I might have given up.
但是我们弟兄能够在这种最绝望的环境里面。仰望主得到荣耀的盼望。
Even in this hopeless situation, our brother was able to look upon the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹啊，有时候我们看见你周遭的风浪。
Brothers and sisters, when you see the waves around you,
这个时候就是我们操练主的时候，操练仰望主的时候。
It's a time where we can exercise to look upon the Lord.
你发现，如果你看环境，你真的是觉得很沮丧，很失望，没有盼望。
You realize that when you see your situation, you will be so disheartened and you will be hopeless.
但是当我们仰望主，不看这些的时候呢，你会发现很稀奇的那个盼望就在你心中产生了。
When you look upon the Lord, you don't look at the situation, you will be amazed that you have that hope in you.
我记得我初信的时候读那个初信造就的书。
When I first come to Christ, I read this beginning lessons.
然后那个当中有一篇叫做赞美。
There's one chapter that speaks about praise.
我看的时候我印象很深。
I have a deep impression in me.
他说啊，当你我们基督徒都要祷告，对不对？都要祷告，很好。
Christians have to pray, and that is very good.
但当有一种情况，你那个风浪跟压力大到一个程度，你觉得你没办法祷告。
And sometimes the waves, the pressure is so hard that you're unable to pray.
这时候怎么办？
What do you do then?
你去赞美主。
Then you praise God.
对，你去赞美主的时候，你先不要去祷告那些事情。
Don't pray about all those things.
你先去赞美主。
But praise God.
然后赞美主能够把我们的心呢带到仰望他。
Praising God can bring our hearts to look upon Him.
然后我们单单赞美主的时候，我们先不要看我们周遭的这些情况。
When we only praising God and not look at our situation.
那个秘诀能够把我们带出来。
That secret that can bring us out of our circumstance.
一个相同的原则哈，我举。
A similar principle.
对，比如说我们今天在这边大家一同擘饼聚会。
When we gather here to break bread together.
然后我们也鼓励弟兄姊妹擘饼聚会一同的有一些祷告，对不对
？We encourage brothers and sisters to pray during the meeting.
对，有时候我们祷告不出来，有一个原因。
Sometimes we're unable to pray. There is a reason.
就是我们在看自己。
We're looking at ourselves.
我们觉得，哎呀，我这个祷告可能讲的不够好。
Maybe my prayer is not good enough.
然后我们再看弟兄姊妹。
We look at brothers and sisters.
然后我在想说，我这个祷告可能弟兄姊妹觉得，哎呀，这个。你信了这么多年，还祷告成这个样子。
Maybe brothers and sisters look at me. Oh, you have believed the Lord many years, and you still pray like this.
没有，都不需要这样子。
We don't have to be like that.
这个同个原则就是说，当我们祷告的时候，就是单单看主。
The same principle. When we pray, we look upon the Lord.
你先不要看自己跟弟兄姊妹的眼光。
Don't look at yourself and don't look at other people.
这样我们单单看主，我们就能够赞美。
When we solely look on the Lord, we praise Him.
那有一些弟兄姊妹。参加西岸聚会。
Some brothers and sisters attended a conference.
对，我听到有一个情况。
Well, I heard about a situation.
就是我们在西岸聚会的时候，感觉哇，这个信息好丰富啊，好像在天上一样。
The messages are very it's abundant. It's like we are in the heavens.
然后一回家以后就气球就扁掉了。
When we reach home, the balloon burst.
然后就又回到这个现实世界，然后跟主的关系就不像那个时候。
And we are back to reality, and our relationship with the Lord is not like when we were there.
这件事情我的鼓励是这样子。
To this matter, my encouragement is this.
有的时候主他没有意思要我们每天都活在很像特会那样子。
Our Lord, it's not for us to live every day like as if we're at a conference.
或是像退休会也是。
Or like in a retreat.
对，所以他让我们说在我们。生活里面学习不看自己的感觉。
That in our lives we do not look at how we feel.
也许在退休会在今天聚会特会的时候我们感觉哇这个感觉很好像很属灵然后很有那个很里面很喜乐很丰富。
Maybe at the retreat or the conference, you know, we feel as if we are very spiritual or we feel abundant in there, we are joyful in there.
我想这是好的。
This is good.
但是当我们回家之后
But when we come home,
对主不一定要维持 那种相同的感觉
God does not need to maintain that feeling.
所以这个时候我们应该先不要看这些感觉
We have to learn to not look at these feelings.
这是很好的机会我们仰望主
It's an opportunity for us to look upon the Lord.
在生活当中仰望主真的是能够实行出来那个特会里面所讲的事情
That in our lives, we truly exercise what the feeling that we have when we at conferences.
对 我们用信心能够胜过这个感觉的需要
By faith, we can overcome the need of this feeling.
对当然主会给我们感觉
The Lord do give us the feeling.
所以当我们仰望他的时候主在很多时候就把我们带到喜乐里面带到丰富里面这会有的
When we look upon the Lord He brings us into joy and He brings us into abundance
但是关键是我们要记得继续的仰望主
But it's crucial that we look upon the Lord
不要只看自己的感觉跟自己的软弱
That we look not on our own feelings and look not on our own weakness
所以我刚刚讲了哈鼓励弟兄姊妹我们要操练从心中仰望主
I said earlier that we encourage you to look upon the Lord from your heart.
然后另外一个继续下去呢，你要操练，我们要操练，不看环境，不看自己，先单单仰望主。
So we do not look at the circumstances and to only look upon the Lord.
然后再下一步。
Next.
当我们仰望主的时候
When we look upon the Lord
我们会从主的眼光来看这些事情
Then we can see from God's view on these matters
对我们从主的角度看我们周遭的发生的人啊事情跟这些环境
When from the point of view of God's point of view and we see the people the situation what has happened
对以前这边不念了哈就是以前我买过一本书那整本书就是在讲诗篇73篇
I bought a book before and the whole book speaks about Psalm 73
那个诗篇73篇在讲什么呢
What did Psalm 73 what was it talking about
对以前弟兄 也在这边交通过
Brothers have shared before
他是讲到说 我在那边想说哇那些恶人那个好通达
Oh these the evil people they have a straight path
他们那个肥肥胖胖然后眼睛又凸出来然后这个很事情都很顺利
It's very smooth for them
然后死的时候也是很死得很好
They die in really good shape
大概是这意思
Kind of it meant that
但是当他到了圣所里面去来到主面前去思想这些事情的时候
But when he entered into the temple of God and meditate on these things
我漏掉了在他思想这件事情之后他心中愤愤不平
Before that he was very he was uneven in his heart
他说这个恶人怎么待遇这么好我这个认识主的人怎么情况这么糟
How can the wicked have such good turnout and I believe in the Lord and my situation is bad.
所以这个人的光景当中的一个转捩点呢，就是他来到圣所去，来到主面思想。
But a turning point for this one is when he enters into the temple of God and he starts to meditate.
对，我相信在那个思想的时候，他在心中仰望主。
When he was meditating, he was looking upon the Lord.
然后他就从主的角度来看这个所有的事情。
Then he could look from God's point of view.
他就发现说，这些恶人其实是在滑地，是要。是在有一个悲惨的结局的。
That these wicked ones they are in slippery places and they will be they will go down in destruction.
他也看见说他这个人其实在主里面是非常有福的。
That he is blessed to be in the Lord.
所以我们弟兄之前交通到一个先知叫做以利亚。
Our brother has shared before the prophet Elijah.
那个以利亚是个大先知。
He's a great prophet.
然后又行了这么多这个神迹。
He did many miracles.
然后但是呢当那个外邦的那个皇后耶洗别要杀他的时候。
When the queen, Jezebel, was going to kill him.
对他就马上软弱赶快怕得不得了要赶快逃命。
He became weak and he wanted to run for his life.
然后逃命他就逃命之后逃命的过程当中主向他显现说话
In that process of running for his life the Lord revealed to him
他就抱怨主
he was complaining.
哎呀，他说我这么忠心，我只剩下我一个人这么忠心了。
He said, you know, I'm very faithful and I'm the only one left.
他讲了两次。
He spoke about that twice.
然后这时候主就继续向他显明这个事情。
But the Lord revealed to him.
我感谢主，因为当他仰望他。主向他说话，他也在那边仰望主。
The Lord was speaking to him, and at the same time, he was looking upon the Lord.
所以主能够叫他看见，告诉他说，你不要以为只有你一个人。
So the Lord can show to him, don't think that you are the only one.
对，我在你不知道的时候，已经留下了7000人呢，没有向巴利屈膝的。
And before you know, I have already left 7,000 that did not bow to Baal.
所以主从主的眼光能够看整件事情。
Because from God's point of view, he can see things.
然后他听完之后就马上悔改悔改。
After he heard that, he repented.
所以弟兄姊妹啊，主的眼光常常跟我们不一样。
Our God's point of view is different from us.
一些老弟兄姊妹他们的一个祷告非常好。
Prayers of elderly brothers and sisters is really good.
他们说哈，苦难是化妆的祝福。
It says that
difficulty
is it's the
makeup of a.
It's a disguise, blessing in disguise.
Okay. 不是那个，对，所以那个，所以他说苦难是化妆的祝福。
The difficulty is a blessing in disguise.
然后，所以就是说，我们平常看的时候，看见的是风浪跟难处。
And when we see it's the waves and the difficulties.
但很稀奇的，当我们仰望主。
But it's amazing when we look upon the Lord.
然后主的眼光一看，哇，这些全部都是祝福。
When from God's point of view, all these are blessings.
主借着这些事情呢，把我们带到他的面前。
Through these things, God brings us before Him.
然后借着这些事情呢，叫我们能够经历他的这个丰盛跟信实。
And through these things, He let us experience His abundance and His faithfulness.
所以我们感谢主，当我们仰望主，我们发现我们能够积极的。
So we thank the Lord that when we look upon Him, we can actively Then our view is change.
所以如果是我们夫妻相处，对不起，我就讲这个夫妻。
If husband and wife the interaction.
对，有的时候我们会有冲突，对不对？
We have conflicts.
如果你光看冲突的话，出不来。
When you only see the conflicts, you are unable to get out.
那除非你从神的眼光看这些事情。
It's only when you look from God's point of view.
然后我们就看到说，哦，原来神的配合是对我们是最好。
So what God did was the best for us.
那你这样子看的时候，这些就算不了什么，这些冲突就算不了什么。
When you look from God's point of view, these conflicts are nothing.
因为这些全部都是祝福。
And these are all blessings.
如果我们愿意仰望主学习功课。
If we're willing to look upon the Lord to learn the lessons.
所有这些风浪全部都变成祝福。
All these waves will become blessings.
对，所以感谢主。
So we thank the Lord.
主这个我们的福分实在是超过我们所求所想。
The blessings that God gives us is beyond we can imagine.
所以我想我今天给弟兄姊妹一个印象。
So I want to give you an impression.
我不能说你仰望主马上什么事情都变了，不是这个意思。
I'm not saying that when you look upon the Lord, everything will be changed.
但是会有的。
But there will be.
有的是马上变。
Some immediately.
有的是你心里面马上就那个气马上烟消云散。
Some, you know, your anger is resolved.
那有些因为你仰望主，你能够在这个过程当中忍耐，然后学功课得喜乐。
And at other times, you know, you look upon the Lord and you're able with patience to learn the lessons.
好，所以弟兄姊妹多学习仰望主，祷告的时候仰望主。
So brothers and sisters, when you pray, look upon the Lord.
啊，快要生气的时候仰望主。
When you're about to to lose your temper,
yes.
Look upon the Lord.
你快要骂人的时候仰望主。
When you're about to scold others, look upon the Lord.
可能不能乱讲，快要打小孩的时候讲一讲话。我已经很久没有打。
But you're about to spank your kids, look upon the Lord.
对，所以当碰到这个敌人 轻看你的时候，仰望神。
When you have when you're in situations when others despise you, look upon the Lord.
那个两分钟祷告的时候，仰望主。
When that 2 minutes of prayer, look upon the Lord.
有艰难的时候，不要看艰难，先仰望主。
When you're in difficulties, don't look at the difficulties. Look upon the Lord.
让主帮助我们从天上的眼光看我们地上。
The Lord help us to look up, look down from the heavenlies.
我相信。
I believe.
这是一个起点，把我们带到一个属天的生活。
This is a starting point to bring us to a life in the heavenlies.
我相信就是他让我们能够真实的经历我们是一个属天的国民。
That in reality we can experience that of us the citizen we belong to the heavens.
然后我们就学习说在这个因为我们是就是被因着仰望主呢被带到神的面前就是天上。
And because we look upon the Lord, we have been lifted up into the heavens.
所以我想弟兄姊妹，今天是一个小小的鼓励。
It's a little encouragement.
一个简单的操练。
A simple exercise.
帮助我们，也许我们开始那个经历活在主的面前。
I hope this will help us to start to experience to live before the Lord.
好，我们有一点祷告。
We'll pray.
我们在这里同感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
主啊，因为我们是属天的国民。
That we are citizens of heaven.
主啊，你已经把这个地位赏给我们。
Lord, you give us this position.
主啊，你帮助我们能够经历这个事。
Lord, that you help us to experience this reality.
我们觉得这实在是你所是一个很浩大的恩典。
Lord, we feel that this is amazing.
如果我们不能仰望主，我们不能得救。
Lord, if we do not look upon you, we are unable to be saved.
如果我们不能仰望主，我们就在许多的捆绑里面。
If we are unable to look upon you, we are in bondage.
主啊，谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
因为仰望主，我们的锁链能够脱开。
That when we look upon you, our chains fell off.
我们能够力上加力的，能够走这条天路。
That grace upon grace, strength upon strength, we can walk this heavenly way.
充满喜乐，也充满力量。
Full of joy and full of strength.
愿主鼓励。
Lord, you encourage us.
谢谢主。
Lord, thank you.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name, Amen.
Amen. 祈祷结束。